Primary Viewpoints from Patient Care Online, where we bring you expert insights that matter to you, the front line of medicine. In honor of World Brain Day, we're spotlighting a condition that affects nearly every primary care practice, cognitive decline. With dementia on the rise and specialized resources limited, primary care physicians are the first line of defense and often the only one. In this episode, we're joined by Dr. Anna Chodos, a professor in the Division of Geriatrics at the University of California, San Francisco, and Executive Director of Dementia Care Aware. She shares how and why routine cognitive screening should be integrated into every older adult's visit, just like blood pressure checks, and what simple tools and clinical practices can help. Why is it important for primary care physicians to prioritize early detection of cognitive decline during routine visits with their older patients?
It's a great question. And really, the momentum is in a lot of primary care is not around screening. And that's because we follow guidelines that, are from like certain bodies, if you will, that kind of refer to screening practices and give us our true north on that. But definitely the tide is turning around screening for dementia and early detection of dementia. And we see this in policy and we see it in clinical care as well. And the reason for that is really important. It's because there's actually a lot we can do early on that improves brain health. It slows progression of dementia. And it also gives people this really critical time to plan, either as a family or with whatever social support system they have, to address, the needs that come up practically, socially, legally, medically, when you do have dementia. So the two real reasons are clinical care is better and can be more meaningful years of brain health and less cognitive decline. And practically, it gives people time to plan.
What simple steps can primary care physicians take to ensure cognitive screenings become as routine as checking blood pressure, as you've mentioned?
It's a wonderfully practical question. What we advocate is just a really incorporate screens that are quick and give you some information and can be done by anybody on the healthcare team. So a lot of us in primary care are really looking to practice as a team because we all have a role. We're all really, really busy. The demand is enormous. For example, we have one clinic we're working with where when they come in for triage to get their blood pressure checked, the medical assistant is often asking something like, have you had any falls in the last year as well? In this case, they're adding a question that's like, have you noticed any changes in your thinking and any changes in the amount of support you need for day-to-day activities like shopping or house cleaning? And so that's a quick screen for cognition. That's a quick screen for function. And that was not even done by the provider. And then the clinical provider can then take a look at that and decide if any next steps need to be taken that day, if they would just need a follow-up visit to really focus on that screen. The other really important thing, though, and this is just a reality in clinical care, is the electronic health record. A lot of electronic health records are built so that screening is kind of automatic. Like if you build in the reminder to screen, it pops up every year and you can keep track of who got the screen. That's obviously another important piece of this, which is tracking who got the screen and making sure that people who don't need the screen don't have that pop up. So if somebody already has dementia, we do not recommend they get the screen, of course.
What are some key questions or conversation starters that physicians can use when they suspect a patient may be showing signs of cognitive decline?
That's such a good question. And I really like it because it is, I think, one of these smaller barriers, like you don't feel comfortable bringing it up. When we make it routine, I think it does make it easier. Like, oh, this is wonderful. We've, entered a new phase. It's sort of like for those of us who enter a new age and now it's time to get a certain kind of screening for colon cancer or breast cancer or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, now the right thing to do for you is to make sure your brain is healthy. We want to address that as proactively as possible. So I'd like to address brain health. Would that be okay with you? Okay, I have this question or I have this quick screen I want to do. And we recommend a brief question that gets incorporated for everybody. A brief cognitive screen, like a tool, and a brief functional screen. So it's just a way to introduce that. The other thing is I'm always really, I just sort of stick to what I know when I talk with patients about it. So for example, I've noticed you're having a little more trouble managing medication changes. To me, this is a good indicator that we should just do a little more of a check on your brain health and see how your memory's doing, because we could support you in different ways. So emphasizing, just the facts on the ground, what you're noticing or the fact that you want to be proactive about brain health, if it's not something sort of motivating you to look deeper, not an obvious symptom or sign. So those are the kind of two approaches I use, which is just simply, repeat back to somebody what I've noticed or what they've been bringing up. You know, you brought up that you feel like your memory is more difficult, or I've noticed that the medication changes are more difficult, or you're missing more appointments. This is a good time to do a brain health check, or do the proactive thing of like, I check everybody's brain health. Like I check their heart, like I check their blood pressure. So would love to just address that today.
With dementia cases on the rise, how do you see the role of the PCP evolving in terms of supporting cognitive health and guiding patients through that journey?
Absolutely critical, of course. Unfortunately, with the rise in older adults and the everything that goes with that, we do not have, generally speaking, a plan for a much bigger specialized workforce for that population. So it really is a team effort in that regard. And, you know, general practitioners are just going to see a lot more of people coming in with these symptoms. So I really see the role as being proactive. I think it's going to make it a lot easier to manage. It is certainly like when we do qualitative research and see qualitative research on this, it's definitely what people living with dementia and their caregivers want, which is earlier detection. And then I want them to hopefully make use of tools like if we have a Dementia Care Aware and other national resources, to find the tools and start feeling comfortable not only doing the screening, but doing some of the workup and then getting to the point of diagnosis. And for me, after doing dementia evaluations multiple times a week for 10 years, I realized, what we really need is, and what we can achieve is feeling comfortable just recognizing the syndrome, the clinical syndrome of cognitive decline and functional decline that is the hallmark. It's how we define dementia. And we can still try to figure out, of course we want to if we can, what the underlying disease is, but that is a harder question. We don't have all the diagnostic tools we'd love to have for that. And I think that's sometimes what makes it feel too difficult in clinical practice, which is we don't have, just one brain imaging, one blood test, one, easy thing that defines for us, this person definitely has dementia. We have to do that clinical workup. Mm-hmm. But we're really hoping that the tools we've put out through Dementia Care Aware and kind of this roadmap of early detection, looking into the symptoms and doing the diagnostics, and then summing that all up for yourself and for the patient is a way to feel more comfortable coming to a diagnosis and more comfortable talking to patients about it so that we can start supporting them with what they need for brain health and social support. So I think the big thing I would love people to take away is if people have any symptoms, and you're starting to see a positive screen or you're starting to worry about their cognition, starting a brain health plan as soon as possible, even as you're doing this workup, is going to really, really do more than you could possibly imagine for their long-term brain function.
You can explore more tools and training at DementiaCareAware.org. And for more interviews and clinical updates, subscribe to Primary Viewpoints.